Shusavim Mari. We're looking at the sugya now. Simon Shimon Beis. The sugya ben Hashmoshes. This man that's ben yoim uvein lailo. Savak yoim savak lailo. So the simple avodah is the reason why to be mekel ben Hashmoshes is a safek, and by shvus, which is a savak rabban lekulo. That's the bialocha being down for the base mayor. To understand this and make it practical, you first have to take a step back, look at this manim, Rekolius, what's this man of Ben Hashmoshes? So, Bekitzer. Number one, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, brings down that this man of Ben Hashmoshes, there are four different shitas. Either number one is Karef Ayin, the second shita, Chetzi Mil, the third shita, 3/4 of a mil, and the fourth shita, 2/3 of a mil. Halacha, the Gemara paskins for us. The Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph says, we paskin 3/4 of a mil. That's what's brought down the Simon Reis Samach Aleph. That's Aleph. So we have this man of Ben Hashmoshes, it's 3/4 of a mil. Second question is, what does that mean? What's a mil? My father's question. So also, machlokes among the Rishonim is a mil, 24 minutes, is it 22 and a half minutes, or 18 minutes? To make it simple, mechaber nilchus Pesach, toftun tes, in your day by melichus, mitzamach tes, or the mob by us, in nilchus adlokus neris, we raise samach aleph, says a mil is to be fasting 18 minutes. Therefore, if it's 3/4 of a mil, that means it takes 18 and divided by 4, come out, every mil is really 4.5 minutes. So 3/4 of a mil is 13.5 minutes. That means it comes out. We're going to paskin right now. The Ben Hashmoshes is 13.5 minutes. That means number one, we went through 3/4 of a mil.
13 minutes from what?
That's what we get to. Now, number three, my father's asking, from what? That's a great question. Your mom, you have to give some worry here with the questions. So number three, from what? So, Sidur Dikka, Machlikis, Hasugyas, Astir Hasugyas seems to be one exactly is Ben Hashmoshes from what? That means the Gemara Psochem says that we have the idea of Shkia, tilt says is 4 mil. Again, if his mil is 18 minutes, 4 times 18 is 72. That means from Shkia, from the ball sets, till when is the ending of nighttime Shkia, says a Chachavim, is 72 minutes later. That means Ben Hashmoshes before that. Atzad Hashem, we have the Gemara in Shabbos, Aflam Adal, it says you have Shkia, and then you have Ben Hashmoshes right away. And then you have Tezker Chovim, it seems to say. So it comes out, we have a problem, right? A large discrepancy. We have one Gemara that says you have Shkia, and then you have 13.5 minutes, and then we have Tzais. We have another Gemara that says 58.5 minutes later, you're going to have the Ben Hashmoshes, and then you have a case of Tzais. What's going on over here? So to answer this, there's two main malach among the Rishonim, the third malach, is what we call the Ben Tam's Shita, we call the Goinim Shita, and the third Shita put to the side, the Re'im Shita. The two main malachim is, the Ben Tam's Shita is, that first we have what we call Shkia Rishonah. That means we have the ball, the sun that sets behind the horizon, disappears over here, it's called Shkia Rishonah. From then on, the next Zman over here, the next 3 mils and a quarter, is Vada Yoim. Vadayoim. We'll get to the exact Zmanim. That means it comes out, first 58 and a half minutes is Vadayoim. After that, they call it Shkia Shnia. That means it's basically mostly dark in the sky, except on the west, a little bit of light over there. It's called Shkia Shnia. In Shkia Shnia, now we have Ben Hashmoshes, the next 13 and a half minutes. And then we have Kesef Tzais. That's the Ben Tam Shito. This is something called Kuntris Ben Hashmoshes. They quote how many Pesach can go this way. He has 183 Pesach Rishonim that the Meister Goinim the Paskin like this Mahalach. 183. A second Mahalach is the Goinim Shito. We'll make us come this. A Sada Sheni, we have the Goinim Shito. They Paskin, the Loch is, the ball sets, is Ben Hashmoshes. I think more on Psochim. I'm talking about Yuchan by case of Korban Pesach. The evil comes out, just to make us a kumma, came out over here. We have 72 minutes and 4 mil. What is that Zman divided up in the different Chalokim? That means the first 13 and a half minutes after our Shkir Rishayna, according to the Goinim Shito, it's Safak Yoim Safak Lailo. According to Beitam, it's Vada Yoim. The next 45 minutes is Vadai. Vadai what? According to Goinim, it's Vadai Lailo. It's Vadayoim. In the last 13 and a half minutes, according to the Goinim, it's Vadayoim. According to Meitam, it's Savag Yoim, Savag Lailo. Take now a step further. Let's do a monkey wrench inside. Kamung Moshe Truman Achaim Chelidal, the Batsim Sabialoch and Rates at a Gimel, calling him Minchas Koin, Willing Dola Achoinim. Points out the Chur, we have a series of Sugis from the other avenue. The Gemara is saying, what is this man? We have time wise. We have the 4 mil, or the 3/4 mil. Yet we have another Gemara that says, very simple, look at the stars. Look at darkness. So what wins out? Stars and darkness, or the Zman? How do you look at things? It says, Moshe, Bialocha, Minchas Koin. Loch is darkness beats time. The only time we're saying this is manim are for when it's cloudy, we're not sure, we'll be stopping over here. Building upon, he said that darkness beats out. He says he went to New York, tri-state area, he went in the summer, he looked up, and once it hit already 50 minutes, it was dark. There's no light anywhere. And then we tell us that in the tri-state area, he writes in the tri-state area, in New York and the areas around there, he says 50 minutes is your beta time. 50 is 72. He says, therefore, you want to keep your bed time, keep 50 minutes. He says, why 72? I'll speak of a senu. 1996 said, that's the point. That's not even a senu. He says, your bed time is 50 minutes, but in my law, speak of a senu, keep 72. Therefore, he says, if so, what's better shmoshes now? So if you analyze it, if this month mishkiyatul tseis shrinks, if it comes out, better shmoshes shrinks. Because if that's in this 4 mil over here, between the Zman of Shkia to the Tzais, so you have to take the 50 minutes and divide it. That means if every you have over here a case of 3/4 mil, that means if it's 4 mil, it comes out to be 3/16 of that Zman over here. So Moshe, you take this Zman of 50 minutes, divide it by 16, times 3, and comes out that the Shmosh is now 9 minutes. 9 minutes. It's not more, it's 9.3, but he writes 9 minutes in Shuvah. Well, again, if it comes out, if Shkia, let's say 72, and Ben Shmosh is 3/16, it's 3/4 mil. It's 4 mil, which is 13 and a half minutes. If that Zman shrinks, Ben Shmosh shrinks. Moshe said, what is the Zman Ben Shmosh? 9 minutes. And therefore he says, let's take the two sides over here. If you go the first 9 minutes, the Goyim Ben Tam, Goyim Ben Tam, it's Vadayim. According to the Goyim, it's Sav Yom Sav Klailo. The next 30 minutes is Vaday. What Vaday? According to Goinim, it's Vaday Yoim. According to the Bantam, it's Vaday Laila. The last 9 minutes, according to Bantam, is Vaday.
What? By the way,
Bantam is Vaday Yoim. According to Goinim, Vaday Laila. The last 9 minutes, it comes out, according to Bantam, it's Savag Yoim, Savag Laila, Benish Marshes. According to Goinim, it's Vaday Laila. Now, Moshe and Chuba says, this man over here, 50 minutes. There's another tshuva he writes. This man, he says that darkness, he knows for sure, but it's by 40 minutes. There are two different tshuvas. Always a single bottom, you think he's one on top of one of the, or is the bottom over here. You couldn't maybe answer that one is discussing in the summer when he looked up at the mountains, one is discussing by the case of Hanukkah, which is the case of the winter. Gamma Moshe does not write that way in tshuva, or come out that way, the Ben Shmosh is really, if it's 40 minutes, is his man, Ben Shmosh will be 7.5 minutes. But fine, but let's go with what he writes in this tshuva, he's marked about it. Says Ben Shmosh comes out to be 9 minutes. So coming out, we have what came out from this Zman where we had number one of Machlokes of Beit Tam versus Goyim. And it comes out, when is Ben Shmosh? If you go, the number is 72 minutes, Ben Shmosh is 13 and a half minutes. We want to come on with the Yisod of Moshe, which again is ready from Dola Achrinim, that we look at darkness, or come out, the Ben Shmosh will only be a Zman of 9 minutes. Now, how do we paskin? So, it comes out, the Pasha, I think it's known, that there are different kvutzes in Klai Yisrael. The Hasidim seem to go, that the Be'ikka, they paskin Rebbein Tam. That's the Psaq. But the Choshesh, the Goinim, for example, the Makabal Shabbos, especially by case of the Rices, by Shkio, Shkio Rishon over here. But they paskin Goinim, they have a Chum over here of Shkio. Asad HaSheni, Minig Yushalayim, Minig Eretz Yisrael, says already in the Chofetz Chaim in Mishnah and Simon Shin Lam and Aleph, Minigay Sol is what? Goinim. And that's how Shlomo Zalman of the Yashiv, the Artsri of Yoimin, Minigay Sol is Goinim. Except, numerous people are Choshes for Meir Tam. Now again, Ladakh 72 Meir Tam, could be 32 Meir Tam, Meir Sol, gets quicker, darker over here. Asad HaShlishi, the Moshe of the Tshuvan says, who has the right to Machri over here? It's Gedolim and Rishonim and Paiskim on one side, Gedolim and Rishonim and Paiskim on the other side. And he writes in Shuvah, not only that, even the goyin himself, Vilna goyin in Vilna, was not noig like his own shito. What? So the tamim being like, being more like the goyin himself, and the, even the Vilna goyin himself was being machmir bein tam. There he says la locha rechoshim midinoi both. Except he says now once rechoshim midinoi both, we can make svek svekers out of it. We paskin both. We can make svek svekers. Let me come out how we paskin. What is the zman of Shkia, Ben Shmoshin, it says, very simple. If you're part of the Kfutz of Paskim and Ben Atam, you'll have Itzklolim, however the Chesh is for the Goinim. And those Kfutz of Klai Yisrael are Yisrael, the Paskim Goinim, and their Chesh of Ben Atam. And then seem to be the Bnei Yeshiva are really Chesh of both and make specs out of it. That means they get to oust you, Ben Shmoshin, what to go do with it. So it comes out, very simple. It says in Nishma Shabbos, if you're Chesidish, Nishma Shabbos lives in Bar Park. Williamsburg. And therefore he says, you ikish is your Ben Tam. So what is your Ben Shmoshes? He says you have a right to Erev Shabbos to go until it gets dark. 15 minutes, and even up to 72 minutes. Well, okay, that's your halacha beer. Very simple. I said a shani, let's say you are Hanoga, it's like in Eretz Yisrael, says Shmir Shabbos Kuchosai, says the Orcha Shabbos, your Hanoga is going in over here, only Chayshish. So then when is your Ben Shmoshes? Says the Orcha Shabbos, the first 13 and a half minutes. Now Shmir Shabbos says somehow 15 minutes, I'm not sure where that number came from, but first 13 and a half minutes. Very good. How if you go like the Bnei Yeshiva, like a Moshe, the loch is with Choshes both sides over here. Come on, Moshe says, let's make a svek out of it. He said, let's analyze it. He said, let's first understand the loch negate of svek is there's something called a sovik and metzias, sovik yom sovik lailo, and a shmoshes. There's something that's machlokes of a boisai. What is an easier sovik to be makel in? So Moshe means arrived in the sugya of shas and chak and makel sovik upon the yachid, the shachal within simon shimon beis, yordaya. He says a case of a yochid is more recent by your rabbi to be makel the suffik and metzias. And we came across it numerous times in the gate of sugya of dovah sheish lematirim. That means gemara and beyo, daf gimel, daf dalel, the gemara brings down, dovah sheish lematirim, the maestro machmah by the rabbans, even by case of a suffik, except those beikam and mepaiskim, not what's machlik's rabbi say. What's out to be makel? So the Moshe, so, machlik is the main tam, and the going to be machlik's rabbi say. So let's make it, analyze it. Negate the, let's go with his numbers, 9, 30, and 9. The first 9 minutes, says Ramesha, over there, according to Goinim, it's Sargum, Savag Laila, according to Beitam, it's Vada Yoim. Of course, it can be Mekel. But even the middle 30 minutes over here, what is that? It's Vada. Vada what? Vada Yoim, or Vada Laila, it's Machlik Shaboisai. So you have a Savag over in Aboisai. So let's be Mekel, the Shvosh Ben Shmoshes, a Savag Aboisai. Even according to us, Bnei Yeshiva was Chayshis, both sides Medinoi. For the last 9 minutes, you have a Svek Svek Elochomro. According to the Goyinim, it's Vada Laila. According to Meitam, Svek Yom Svek Laila, a Vada Tzmi Machmer. That means that Moshe and Shuvah writes that how long can be Mekel and Shvus Ben Hashmoshes? He writes in Shuvah, Archaim Kildal, Simazan Beis, until 40 minutes. This is not the Shuvah, he writes until 30 minutes. But he writes in this long Shuvah here, until 40 minutes.
It's only a Svek Svek of the first part, no?
First one is Svek Svek, and the second one is a regular Svek, Ben Shmoshes, or a Rabbi Yisai. Yes, a Rabbi Yisai. We make a little bit. Now, this idea, you have to realize, that Moshe is saying over, that a person has the right to make all and give a klom of Seis 50 minutes, and Ben Shmoshes, the Mice is 9 minutes. Again, you have to realize, again, that's a Moshe's Mahalach over here. Came along with Pesach Yeshuvah, at least the old prince, and he writes over here for Klal Yisrael, and Pesach Yeshuvah is living in Eretz Yisrael. He said that Ben Shmoshes is 9 minutes. And if you're right to make svek svekers, and be mekel until 40 minutes in Ben Shmoshes. So, Pesach Yeshuvah writes them back. He had a letter from Maor Shabbos of Yadler. He says, whoa, Moshe, you have to know it's his mahalach l'shitosa, the paskins, full shitas. You have two problems over here. Number one, the Moshe's yisoid is, that gets, but once the 50 is dark already. Now, Yisrael can be ready by 30 is dark already. Everyone knows that Yisrael gets darker quicker. If Yisrael is dark by 30, you only have 5 minutes in Ben Shmoshes. And they will come out and say it's 30 minutes. What he says, can you do it? It's only paskin do'inim. And you have no right to take on the Moshe's cheshbon. The Moshe says, you can't paskin. But Maisa, we do paskin. Again, Mishmur already says that. And it's only paskin this way. So what right you Pesach Yeshuvah had to be paskin that way for Klal Yisrael? So the new Pesach Yeshuvah in Shimon Beis, where he brought it down originally, he left the whole thing out. He said, I'm Risham Chal to discuss the Tshuva. And there doesn't really say what, how exactly how to paskin. Because the Eis not Taino. So come down to the gate of his manim. What to go do, really have to know what your mahalach is. If you're a chosid, the loch is the ikif, three stars, even up to 72 minutes, yeshu milismach, that's mekel l'shvos ben ashvosis. If you're in a yeshiva, the Moshe says you have up to 40, well, the whole pub is 30 minutes. And if the Maishi ben Yisrael, the Rosh Hashanah says you have 13 and a half minutes, some say earlier, 10 minutes, 9 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, depends what shidi coming from, because you have taskim ikif go in him.
All three together.
Each one listens to their Rav.
But you're all three together.
And they all do whatever their Rav tells them to go do.
What can we make of Tom 30 minutes
from now? We get 30 minutes from?
No, what can we make of?
We'll get to it. This is first the Zman. Second thing now, once you have this Zman, I hope this Zman was Bekitzi clear. Next thing is, come on the Alokh, the Mignan Prima Godim. It says we have something called Tosef Shabbos. Tosef Shabbos, the Chura, we paskin is deraisa, and the way how the Chometz Chaim writes on the Chalach, then the we paskin that before Shkia it's Rabbanon, but after Shkia Tosef Shabbos it get of deraisa. So the whole reason why coming to be Mekel over here is because it's sub Rabbanon Kula. The person who does a Tosef Shabbos, and we have a din of Tosef Shabbos, Chura is a din of a deraisa. How in the world can you Mekel? But the situation will be our Benish Moshes. The Prima Godim goes back and forth, doesn't seem to answer. The way of the Bialocha, he comes out, he wants a Taino, the Chiv, to Mekabel, Tosef Shabbos, is only Ma'at Samach Halayla. I mean, even though you have a Benish Moshe over here, let's call it the standard number, 13 and a half minutes, you have a Chiv to Mekabel it before that. Then he says, let's call it 2 minutes. That's the Chiv Shabbayim. Then it comes out, even the number of 13 and a half minutes, you lost the last 2 minutes. Because then it already says Shalva Deraiso. I mean, it comes down to, again, 11 minutes. Whatever this man can come with, Chometz Chaim took away the Ma'at Samphalayla, which again, so I'm saying, 1 minute, 2 minutes, let's call it 2 minutes, you lost that amount over here. So, the get this man, we have one is Benesh Moshes, and number two, minus the Ma'at, or before the case of say Sluchiv to Makabalit.
Shouldn't we remind those 2 minutes before the Shkia mission if we pass and go in?
No, again, that's only drop on them before the Shkia.
It's
in Benish Moshes. In Benish Moshes, you have a Chiv Makabal. Sounds like there are two things over here. There's in Benish Moshes, you have Makabal, you can do nothing. And then you have the Chiv Kabal if it's the last 2 minutes. The Kabal could be a drop on them, or the Kiim, Mekayim, the Kabbalah, the first 11 minutes. And the Chiyav Kabbalah of the Deraisa, the last 2 minutes, that's the case of the Deraisa. Fine, that's Negeh to the Zmanim. Building upon this now, next Shlav is, let's say, come on, the Mishabuah says, Kotan Aleph, this whole entire thing is only when a person is not Mekabel Shabbos. Once in Mekabel Shabbos, he sends you the Sugya in Simon Reis Samach Aleph Sif Dalet. Now, to understand that Sugya, you have to go back to the Reis Samach Aleph Sif Dalet. Over there comes out Lechura, there's a series of Mechaber. Mechaber and Siftal over there brings down that once a person either answers Baruch Hu or says the Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos, loch is he cannot make an Erev, cannot do a Tmono. Why? Because Nichol Negev Kabbalah Shabbos, you won't have the Heter doing a Shvus Ben HaShmoshes. That means he's a Machma after Kabbalah Shabbos. Outside of Sheni, there's a Mechaber and Simon Shin Sada Gimel Sebeis, brings down the gate to Sugar Erech HaTzeros, making a Shutup Mavoi. Says a Mechaber Ben HaShmoshes, even if you're Mekabel Shabbos, Tosefer Shabbos, Meis the Elochis, you can make an Erev Chatzayris, brings down Vyesh Oysrim, the Klal the Mechabes, Tam Vyesh Oysrim, Loch Vy Mekel. In fact, the Gdol HaChoynim, Stiris Mechaber, when a person with Kabbalah Shabbos, you have the Heter of Simon Shim Ben Beis. When a person with Mekel, after Kabbalah Shabbos, in the Shvushim Ben HaShmoshes, Mechaber Reis HaMechal Sevdal seems to say no, black or white, and Shin Zadah Gimel, he saw some, to Meis the Mekel, you can't. So, the two main mahalchim among the achrayim, one is what the Olam says over, or the Lashon of the Bnei Yeshiva, is a chil between the case of Tosefer Shabbos versus the case of the Tzumah Shel Yom Shabbos. That's the Yeshivish way of saying over, Bir Adavar. There's something when a person has a case of Tosefer Shabbos. That means he takes a Shabbos, that's on Shabbos, makes Tosefer, that means he makabel upon himself the Isser of the say of the idea of Shabbos Shabbos. But you don't take upon it your shvusim. Tosef Shabbos, the serum shvoy of the rites, not shvusim. There's something called you take upon yourself the tzumah shel yom Shabbos. That means you took Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, and put Shabbos Kodesh on Friday. You took the day of Shabbos, put it on Friday. What Shabbos? Everything. So you took everything. What is that? Rabbanan, Deraisa, all on the Hoggis of Shabbos. They put it at Sumer Shal Yoyim. The Etzem HaYoyim, you took the Yoyim. You didn't take the Seva Shabbos. You took the Etzem HaYoyim and put that on Friday. And on that, says the Degel Vovo, what time of the Shai Tshuva, by the Graz, that will not have the Heter. They even want to know when you Kabbal Shabbos, you daven, you mispalat Meirev, that's Mizmur Shil Yom HaShabbos, that's Baruch Hu. What do? You took Shabbos and you put it on Friday. That's a Tzumah Shal Yoyim. When you take the Etzem HaYoyim, there's no Heter for Shvosim. Mash Enkein, the words are in the Shin Tzadik Gimel, you took it by yourself, Tosefa Shabbos. Nothing to do with davening. Tosefa Shabbos. That what is? You put yourself the Dereis Shabbos, but the Shvosim not make up on yourself. One chalik, brought down by the Meshav Dover, wasn't Shuma seems to go this way. They point out the Chofetz Chaim, when he asks this question, does not bring down this Malach. It's a Malach of Ilm like saying over, the Shiva Shalom has Lav Rei to it, Lav Torah to it. Yeah, they get about, and then after they get about Mincha. They do point out this idea, this concept, how they get about and they get to Mincha, is not in the Chofetz Chaim. And I put down a numerous Paiskim. Again, yes, it's, again, it's very clear, it's Dek Mavavo, Shai Tshuva and Graz. And those follow the Graz go with this. But Maisa, Atzad HaSheni, it's not in the Chofetz Chaim. They come along with Mechalch, a different Mahalach. So you look where the Kabbalah is from. Is it Kabbalah b'yochid or Kabbalah b'tzibur? The case of Reis HaMachalif is when the tzibur says Mishvah Shir Yom HaShabbos, then the tzibur here says the idea of Baruch Hu or Mishvah Meisiv Poichalo. In that case, what's the case of a tzibur? So then you have a case of everything put upon you. Masha Enki the Kabbalah siyochid, that's Shin Tzadik Gimel, me myself is Mekabel Shabbos. In that situation, I only have the devices, or it's not Mekabel Shosim over here. That's the chilek between the Kabbalah, the Yochid, me personally, as the only Kabbalah device says, I'm not Kabbalah Shmosim. The Tzibur is Kabbalah everything. Shimon Beis or Reis HaMachalef? Shimon Beis says nothing, he says, Ayin Reis HaMachalef. Now, this Mahalach, the Bialoche, in Reis HaMachalef Sivdal, he says, who is it? It's Eli Rabo, or Prima Godim. He says, it's a Machzik Brocha, it's a Shari Tshuva, Shukhan Atzei Shittim. Look up all the Zachronim. Maisa is saying all Balosh in one Teretz over here. One Malach over here. Now, the question is, Maisa, how do you come along to go with idea? How do we pass through Maisa? That means there's two separate Mahalchim, how to answer Kasha. We'll try to answer. Now, they do point out maybe another Shlav over here. Even a situation when I'm not diving with the tzibur, again, the case of me is simply I'm diving with Baruch Hu or Samit Mashiach with the tzibur. Let's say my tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos and I'm not there, I'm at home. And then Mekabel Shabbos, the Locha and Reis HaMakim will discuss you being Nigger after the tzibur. And then if you have a Geder Kabbalah with tzibur, I mean, they point out you're in the Bungalow colony, and they only have one minion, and the tzibur of Maisa Davins, and then Maisa Davining finishes. The Mizra Shir they say by Shkia, or 10 minutes before Shkia, or 10 minutes after Shkia. Whatever this man is, you have Kabbalah the Tzibur. I mean, I know by, well, I daven by Chrysler, they daven in the case of, at Shkia, they say Mizmur Shil Yom HaShabbos. You daven by Rubens, 10 minutes after Shkia. You have a get of Kabbalah the Tzibur. And Nafkin will be in this situation, you have a head of Shvus Ben HaShmoshes. Lalocho. Two questions. Number one, how do you paskin after Kabbalah the Tzibur? What do you do with this Halacha L'maaseh? Do we say, does not have a head of Shvus Ben HaShmoshes? Again, the Mishmur said that's Pshat in the Mechabit Machba, you will not have the Heter of Shvus Ben HaShmoshes. Maisa the Chidor, the Graz, the Maisa the Pasuk in this way. At Tzad HaShem, the Bialocha says, the Taz, in Simin Tav Reish, and also in Shin Tzad HaGimel, Maisa disagrees. It says, even with Tzibur, you'll have the Heter. It means that the Chabot Tzvi goes this way, Chabot Tzibur. Chabot Tzvi goes this way, it means that the Tzibur is this way, the Pasuk this way. Therefore, the Mishmur says, B'Shas Ad Chak, a person has the right to be Mekul before the Tzibur Damon's Mairev. That means if they say Baruch Hu, say Mizmur Shil Yom HaShabbos, Maisa is still a right to Malacha until the Tzibur Damon's Mairev. Pshat Chak, or he says, that's what he writes in Sim Tov Chav Zayin, or he writes over here, he starf it with the Oid Snif. That means Be'ik in the Mishmur is coming to be Machmer, and once the Kabbalah of the Tzibur, a person cannot do Shvus Ben HaShmoshes. He makes again either Tzibur out of it, or Mishas Chak, which is not that Mairev. Otherwise, my Shmuz Machmor, they won't have the head of Shimon Beis or Shmuz Ben Shmoshes. They get a Yochid with Mekabel, Yochel Mekabel, what's the loch in that case? So that's when there are numerous Mishabuas discuss this question. And really there are two akimtas over here. With the Yochel Mekabel before Benish Moshes, the Yochel Mekabel after Benish Moshes. So when Yochel Mekabel Shabbos before Benish Moshes, that means today Shkia is 5:50. A lot of people on Mekabel Shabbos, either by 5:10, or men a little bit later, or something a little bit earlier, they want Mekabel, some other Tushah Shabbos, one Mekabel before Benish Moshes. In that situation, it sounds like the Mishabu Avadi can be Mekel and Shvus Benish Moshes. Avadi can be Mekel. That's the Eliyahu people. The Maisa person can be Mekel. In that Zman, Agami brings down the Bialocho, the Goyin disagrees. Goyin says, even my Yochet to be Machmer. Maisa Mishabu seems to be Mekel. But let's say a person is Mekabel after Benish Moshes. In that situation, the Mishabu and Reis Hamach Aleph and in the Bialocho seem to be Mekel. The Mishabu and Tav Chav Zayin seem to be Mekel. And the Shimon Beis Ba'os seem to be Machmer. The Chonim grapple, what is the Shita of the Mishabu exactly? Halacha, the Shmir Shabbos, the Maisa, he wants to be Mekel over here. Same thing, the Kavis Halachas, Atzad HaSheni, Moshe and Tshuva, and the Archa Shabbos himself, Paskins, that what's the case of after Menesh Moshes? So Moshe, what's the kin to be Mekel on all Shvusim to Rabbanon? So the Maisa, once already after Menesh Moshes, he says the women are Halachas Neris, the men of Maisa, they're all Mekabel. So he says, therefore, the whole Halacha of Shvush Menesh Moshes does not apply to Bizman Azeh. Out the window. We get to a Yisrael doing a Halacha of Menesh Moshes.
He's in the middle of nowhere.
No, he can take the people of Mekabel. The people of Mekabel. That's his words. The words are, what did he say? Do Malacha. He said, Moshe and Shuvah said, you have a half hour. He said, but Maiso, Kemal Lekin, Nimtu Shelezu, you're called Mekabel Shabbos before Shkia. So you don't really have this Messias over here. So my colleagues in general, what Kabbalah is, the Belay, Mepeh, big of the hunger seems to be Belay, the other ones say, even case, Mepeh, you have to go do. That's not how Sugya. That's Sibur Shuvah. He's
talking about the Sibur. No,
he's talking about the Yachin, Moshe.
I just,
because most Yechidim are Mekabel. Yeah, it's about the Yochid. It's
about
right now the Yochid. Yeah, Moshe doesn't mean separate middle of nowhere. Okay, I'm just saying, the Arkesh, but that's his call. The Shabbos says, once the Kapol be Yochid, won't have this heter after Benish Moshes. So, it comes out, so what exactly are we looking at Simon Shimon Beis for? So, Luchori, to understand it, it's very simple. The gate of the Tzibur, Kapol to the Tzibur, let's call the halacha be ikur is no heter shvus benish moshes. The gate to the kabbal be yochid before benish moshes the mice you would have the heter. After benish moshes there is a machloikis. It sounds like numis paisim to be machmer. However, there is one very important nafkamino. Read the mishabruas in all the cases and slowly. That's the two cases are doing malacha. Is it soul doing malacha benish moshes? Is it goy doing malacha benish moshes? The mishabruas tzarkan yud ches. And in the Shvei Samach Aleph, Me'osif Kodan Aleph, he said, you would have a heter, even by Kabbalah, by Mi'ul and Achri. That means you'll have whatever this man, can we solve this man, what's this man? You have 40 minutes, you have 72 minutes, 80 minutes, wherever this man is coming from, by Goy, you'll always have it even after the Kabbalah. And numerous things happen in Shabbos, or can argue, you have a heter, maybe negate the Sugi of Knash Shavoy, but the Maisi will have a heter, negate to telling Goy what to go do, negate even after Kabbalah. Now, what more shlab over here? We can tell a guy, Benish Moshes, to go do a Shvus Benish Moshes. To get to the klol, we have to get the klol. We have to get the klol.
Even suffer the voice.
We'll have to get the klol. Yeah, for you. What?
Yes.
Not your conscience in their eyes, so no. Your own children, no. Should I see it in Simon Shilam Adal being done? Own conscience in their eyes, so. Now, one more shlav over here, when Isha is Mekabel Shabbos, by Lux Neris, 40 minutes beforehand, or 18 minutes beforehand, wherever you are, 22 minutes, depends on where you're living, is the Isha Kabbalah Shabbos by Lux Neris at the get of a Tzibur or a get of a Yochid? What's the Zman exactly? So there's a Bialoch and Simitok Kuv Chav Zayin, and what's the time when she's the Lux Neris has a get of a Tzibur? Isha does a Lux Neris, she has a clone like a Tzibur.
For her husband?
For herself. And therefore, the loch is that she now cannot do a shvush ben hashmoshes, even before ben hashmoshes, even though she is a yochid, where her loch is a gedder like a tzibur. Just like with human Roshim Yom HaShabbos, she is a gedder of a tzibur. It's a chiddush otzim.
What?
One other setter. One other setter. Now they point out there's a chorah before Shem Iri. No, that's for herself. Now it sounds like before Shem Iri, the mice be Mekel. Shmuel and Piskei Tshuva want to argue with Chofetz Chaim. You go to Chofetz Chaim, Shiva Maaseh won't have this heter. So it comes out, her halakha will never have that heter even before this man. Your Kabbalah would have had to before Banish Moshes. Afterwards, the Mishpachim will say you don't. Seems to be the way the Mishnah Berurah. Kabbalah would see Lachor, you won't ever have this heter. So it came out, the gate to this man, and before we get to Kolom, we already said three things. Spoke of this man, Banish Moshes. Second thing, the gate to Sever Shabbos. Third, Kabbalah Shabbos. Fourth thing now is, Moshe Shabbos. What's the welcome to get to the sugya of Moshe Shabbos? Do we have the same Kolom over here? The gate to the idea of Banish Moshes. So, come on, the Magavram. And he wants to say Tzorchin, that we have a shail over here that maybe the whole entire sugi over here is negated to Erev Shabbos because you have Chazaka Mikaro that's not Shabbos yet. And therefore, maybe it's been Mamashech, not Shabbos. But Motzah Shabbos, we call a Mishvekel, a Pavik Gedusha, we call Rabbi Cheskis Isser, a Lochan Yeredeya, a Simek of Yud, to take out the Gedusha, who says? And therefore, the Lochan should be imakated of by Cheskis Isser, Lochan Machmer. And therefore, we won't have to head to Shavuos Ben Shmoshes with its kolam and get to Motzah Shabbos. That's a sulfic. Might as well be a little bit with this question. It brings down from the Rambam, it sounds like to be Mekel. Of course, before Shiraj, when Erevin, he says to be Mekel. Those are Mekel. The Sivas Chaim, all the Magavrom. The Chavasel, that's Mekel. Chidot, Feresol, the Grants. I'll try to show you over here. And the Rosh Hashanah, Meister, is Mekel. And if you look at the Bnei Sfar, the Meister, they are Mekel. Or the Seal, the Meister, is Mekel. Vadi Yosef is Mekel. Yaakov Yosef, the Meister, is Mekel. I said, I show you, the Mishmur goes on further, the Bialocho. Bring down the Chayodom. Meister said, the Chayodom is forced to be Machmer. When you read the Mishmur slowly, it sounds like he has three reasons why to be Machmer. Number one, as a Selvig in the Mogar Vom, because you have a Chakis Isser. Number two, he says, we learn the Sugin Daf Lamadal and Shabbos, what is his man of Benish Moshes? The Gemara has a Machloikis, we mentioned at the beginning of Chabur, the four man. Four sheetahs. The way the Gemara seems to paskin, we have Chosh Sayab Yudo, Sayab Yosi. I mean, the Chosh Say 3/4 of the mil, Say Kaherif Ayin. When is Kaherif Ayin? It comes out, the Pashis is after 3/4 of the mil. And the Gemara comes out, negate the Chumo Machma of both sheetahs. So negate the Erev Shabbos, 3/4 of the mil first, and then Kaherif Ayin. Negate the Moshe Shabbos, the Machma of both sheetahs, it comes out, it's first 3/4 of the mil. Then Kerif Ayin, a blink of an eyelid, is after that. So if you want me to make the first 3/4 of a mil, that's against the Yosef that we're passing the Chumra over here. It comes out, we have to be Machm Ben Moshe Shabbos beside the Benish Moshe, the Kerif Ayin, which is after 3/4 of a mil. What do you end up for a third reason, the base Meir's reason? We're not Pekin. What exactly Benish Moshe says? Varaya, Pochazim, Adam, and Abba, we're not Pekin. So if these three reasons come on the Chavetz Chaim, it says, therefore to be Machmer on Moshe Shabbos. Moshe said, "Dorcha Shabbos." Say, "Chalami." Mishmur was Machmer. What Machmer? Asad Shlishi, come on, Moshe says, "His shita." We start off at the beginning. He makes fakes out of things. So he said, "Echalami." The first, again, Moshe says, "There's 9 minutes, 3 minutes, and 9 minutes. The first 40 minutes, the first 9 minutes, I'll be Machmer. Next 30 minutes, Savak Yoyim, Savak Lailo. Why? Because it's Vada Yoyim according to Goyim. It's Vada Lailo according to the other way." Vada Yoim according to the Meitam, Vada Laila according to the Goinim. Then it comes out, Maisiyat B'machmer, it's not B'alochavir. But the last 9 minutes, what is that? We have a case over here that's Vada Laila according to the Goinim. And now we have Svevig Yoim, Svevig Laila, so we have Svek. So Svek Svek is negated to Benesh Moshes of the last 9 minutes. Come on, Ramoshin, what Taino, person can be Mekel. So, Chur, it's Eisner, Makar, why the Olam? A lot of people, they come along, they die Ma'ariv. They come home, let's say, die Ma'ariv at 36, they come home at 50, and the Machmer remain top. What the Machmer for their Eises? And the Olam is making for their opponents. You could say Balabatish, very simple. Remain top, Chesh for their Eises, and not for their opponents. We could say even more so. It comes down over here that Witty Makel is a Loch of Shimon Beis. Shimon Beis says, a Shmosh Ben Shmoshes, you can't be Makel. I know, with the Klom, it's Tzarech, Mitzvah, it's Klom over here, it's Gedarm over here. But it comes out, we have a Loch over here that's pointing out, to the Benish Moshes, we have Makarius, why? And even the idea of Mitzvah, Klom Achleik, with Beis Yosef, but we have its Klom, why the Ulam seem to be lax in the last Benish Moshes, again, with its Klom, its parameters, 100%. We see this, that's Shimon Beis over here.
So you
that the Olam, again, you say it's simple, Bach Mitzvah, Torah, Yitzchak, Shalom Bayis, all in the category of Shas Yitzchak, you know, all his parameters. Poshut. And that's where the Olam got this concept of why to go to Meitam inside the Reisah and not to get to Rabbanim's. Now, there are those who give a number that a person can be Mekel once Selim Shul Orbach and Orchor Shabbos past 17 minutes. Why? It's very simple. Haskins going in. Right? The Rav Shtomach says past 18 minutes. Why? Because there it's all. You're passing Yoinim. You have Mazil Orbach says past 20 minutes. You're passing Yoinim. So it comes out, again, we have to really know who you're passing, what your Cheshu, what your Sheet over here is. However, they do point out, this Halacha is the get to, again, Mosh Shabbos, Mishpuah Satvi Machmer. But again, this negator, the Shvusim is negator Mir L'Nochi. Can a person be Mekel negator Nochi by Mosh Shabbos? So come on, the Mishnebu and Simon Reish Ayin Vav, the being on the Prim Gondom over there in Reish Ayin Vav. What's Reish Ayin Vav? Over there is Ramon Sebeis. The Mon Maisa in Sebeis brings down the Baal Itter Shita. The Baal Itter Shita is that by all the races that are B'mokim Mitzvah, you can Mekel even on Shabbos. Build upon the string and give them Nachas and Beis. That we can do a shvus by Yishuvayit Yisrael, all mitzvahs a person can be mekel. The Ramah said, "Bisamech upon only b'tzarif kadal." Mishmur that brings down not b'samech from the shloh. Moshe says he can't b'samech b'tzarif kadal. Come on, prim godim and says, "Chor over here, I have a sex mekel." What's a lochan again to Mot Shabbos? We have a solving the Magen Avraham. Shloh has been kan lekan. Okshuk l'mais is mekel. Mishmur l'mais wants to be machmer. Okay, two sides over here. But we have a bal itim. What mitzvah says he can be mekel? So Geta and Nochri, but Sad and the Mishnah Berurah from the Prima Godim, Maisa can be Mekel in the Geta case of a guy.
Mokmitzvah.
Because that's the only time he can be Mekel, but it's Moshe's anyway.
Not
Nechbos. We get to where Mitzvahs come from. Right? What is it called? It's Geta with Mitzvah, it could be even Nechbos, it could be everything. Fine, so before we get to the Kolom, we already spoke about four things over here, four very important things over here. Number one is, what is Ma'an Ben Moshe's practically? Number two is, Taisu Shabbos. Number three, Kabbalah Shabbos. Number four, Taisu Shabbos. And then again, number four, Negei to Matzah Shabbos. Those are four things. Now,
you said it had to be
besides Malita? Yeah, because it's Sovereign, Benish Moshe. And with the Machlokes, what's the Loch of Negei to Matzah Shabbos? Mach Avram, it's Sovereign. That's sex cycle.
There was a Matzah Shabbos, that's the same thing,
the end of a Tainus, and those are all. So Moshe and Shuma gets about why we're making Tainus. He goes through every situation, why our sex cycle? Yeah.
Should be made
over
time
also. Get to Valor going to the mikvah. In all the cases that we get to Valor, he makes fake. He has a sheet, we don't pass, he makes fake circuits. Now, if you pass, you have a, it's called. Now, when the government, the person, once you have this manim, okay, we went through four manim, hope it was clear. Now, once you have this manim, how to apply, where is this heter? How to apply this heter? We have a Mishnah in Erevin, Dafan Beis, Erevin Perak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah says you put an Erev on top of an Elon, it's not an Erev, it's Lamata Mesoro, it's an Erev. The Gemara discusses where exactly is this Elon? Is it the case of Shusi Yachid? Who cares if it's Lamato or Lamailo? Is it a case of a Shusi Rabim? Maiso, we have a problem over here. It's one place, you're another place. In the case of a Caramelist over here. Come on, the Gemara says over here, it's Lamato, and I give Mishnah be Elon. The Gemara says it's Rabbi Shito. There's no Isser Shvus Benish Moshes. Rabbi Shito. So come down over here. The Gemara says Rabbi Shah the Mishnah. There is no Isser of a Shvus Benish Moshes, but the case of it, when an Eiv is in the top of a case of Elon. That's Makar. Now some of the Sugi over here negate the idea of Carmelis. Well, the simple reading over here is negate the Sugi over here of the Shvus of being Mishtamish be Elon has the Heter of Benish Moshes. That's Aleph. Second, the Mishnah goes a little further, and the Mishnah brought down the Aflam Dalam and Beis. The person puts inside an Erev, puts the Erev inside a Migdol, and he lost the Maftayach, comes over Biesi, and says, you do not know where the Maftayach is, the Loch is not an Erev. Question is why? Why not an Erev? Just break down the Migdol. So it's a Shalom Nas Levnois, and the Loch should be a case of a Shvus, Benish Moshes, let's be Mekel. So those want to discuss and say it's Machloikis Rebbe versus Lozer, a real Maisa passing like Rebbe. Fine, could be. However, there's Nacha Mishnah and Aflam and Dalit and Shabbos by us that says over there that the person is Sovik Yom, Sovik Laila, Sovik Hashaycho, Sovik Anich Hashaycho, Ein Maisim as Avadai, the Ein Matbilim as a Kalim. Can do a case of Tfilis Kalim and Ein Malikim as a Neris. Fine, the case of Neris, case of the Raisa. The case of being Matbil as a Kalim is a case of Tfilis Kalim and Drabonim. It's Sovik Yom, Sovik Laila, and the Mishnah says you cannot do a case of Drabonim. So some will say maybe Rabbi Eliezer. But the way how the Magen Mishnah that's brought down the base says, if he wants to answer, Yesh L'chalek, the Loch negates an Erev, is a person can only make an Erev in B'mokka Mitzvah, L'chad Chilo. So the Mishnah over there is causing an Erev in to make an Erev only in B'mokka Mitzvah. And the Gates trigger Erev, you always look at the Zman Ben Hashmoshes. We don't look at it afterwards. So we look at the Zman Ben Hashmoshes, that person can do L'chad Chilo at B'mokka Mitzvah. Masha Enke, the case of Tfilas Kalim, was not B'mokka Mitzvah. They were coming to be Machmer. There's no mitzvah. So, I don't know. You know, it should make a brach, but no tzarech over here. No tzarech could be. No tzarech. That means the way the grass is over is happy mitzvah veres. So, coming out, we have two mishnayos or three mishnayosim. And the way how the Magen Mishnah put down the base says to come out with the safe for this mishnayos over here, that the mokke mitzvah you'll have a heter. Otherwise, you want a heter. I come sound like even the mokke mitzvah, like Rabbi versus Rabbi Eliezer, we pass like Rabbi, will have this heter. And the Seid Shaboy, the Bialoch brings out the base mayor, because Ben Shmosh is a case of a Suffolk, a case of the Alpons is sure, some of the Alpons is a person can be Makel. They do point out that even though the Klal is Sevda Malakulo, but all over the Klal is do not do the Alpons Lechatchila, don't set yourself up that way. That means don't tell yourself, oh my gosh, I have a mitzvah, I have a whole Erev Shabbos, go do it, I'll wait to Ben Shmosh. Come to the Bach, Mogavom, the Taz, all three of them in Reis Samach, Reis Samachalov, they say, Avada. Don't wait to manage moshes. It's only in the case over here when a person did not forget to go do it before Shabbos, can manage moshes, then the mokum mitzvah can be makel. Explains the Reish Yosef, Prim God, that flam down Shabbos, why we do not do lechat chilo, some drop bottles. So now, what is this heter over here? That means, first, number one, we have a heter, Magen Mishnah, Rambam, Mechaber, the mokum mitzvah, Chaber, neither way, Sam Chalov, over us, the submission Zayin. Again, the place can say, by the case of mitzvah veres to grass. Once we have this get over here, come on the Mishabura, and seems to extrapolate and make it larger than just the word mitzvah. That seems to be seven different lashonis floating around over here. That seems to be all extended from the side of mitzvah. That means, number one, we have a heter mitzvah. Number two, come on the Rambam, brought down by the Mechaber, we have a heter of b'shasat chak. Shasat chak. Says the Mishabura, where is it coming from? Because nichol negedah of mitzvah. Shasat chak, he writes to Kohen, hey, why? It's part and parcel of mitzvah. Where do you get it from? You look in the Beis Yosef, it points out that the gates of the Erev, you have a heter l'chatchilo of a mokum mitzvah, or you have a heter if you made an Erev even not a mokum mitzvah, b'diavad, mokum ushus. Therefore, why, if you did it already, you're stuck. Shasat chak. So the heter shasat chak is coming from, even not a mokum mitzvah, we're stuck. Therefore, Mishmur says, Shasat Chak is nichol in the concept like mitzvah. Now he does say, Dafka Shasat Chak Godol, he quotes over here, the going over here, and the example, you being Barech, Be'akusi, is nichol in the ghetto of Shasat Chak Godol, is a part and parcel of the ghetto of mitzvah. A third lashon they have over here, someone who's tired of Nechbaz Leho, someone who's overwhelmed by the moment. Lashon Rambam brought down by the Mechaber. Again, says the Mishmur, when the words Mechaber says, Dochok, the Mechaber explains, what does that mean? It means someone who's Torah or Nechbaz. It's extrapolation from the idea of the Chak over here. Another Lashon Mishnah will be down, Tzarech Shabbos, he said that over here, a better, clearer, and Simon Shinalef over there. It's also Nichol Negeder of B'mokum Mitzvah. Once we have these ideas over here, coming from the Shaitin Ba'osef Konhei, and he says clearly in Simon Reisam Chalef, that we know in Yodea, we ever have a Heter, it says we have a Heter B'mokum Mitzvah or Hefsim Ruba. It equates the two. Said the Shaitin over here, also, well, the Heter of Hefsim Ruba. According to Mashal, why is part of the idea negated the idea of Hefsid? Void, we learn to mention Zayin Sefei. We have a Heter by Mir Lenochim in certain cases. We have a Heter over there of Hefsid Ruba, Heter Mitzvah. And also we have a Heter over there of Tzara Kodl. There was in the Sharet Tzion, also, Sefkon Hei, also Reis Samach Aleph, we have a Heter of Tzara Kodl. Person is overwhelmed, for example, in their Neshama. There's no Mitzvah over there. A person thinks he has to go do it, it's Nichol Negedah of Tzara Kodl. Boy, the place the swarming down, there's no heter called Tzara Guf. Person that has discomfort over here at Tzara Balachayim, also in the concept of mitzvah. So it comes down over here that even though we have one heter of mitzvah, somehow they apply and they equate and extrapolate all that different lashonos over here of Tzara Gadol, Hefsim Ruba, Tzara Guf, Nechba, Torid, Shasat Chak, all the part and parcel of this concept of the idea of mitzvah. Which then you can get involved with, what Shabbos is, what's the gate, what Shabbos, what's the parameter over here is. Now, even in this, that we have the heter shvus ben hashmoshes, which again will be negea to either in a situation negea to goy after shkia, or negea to when a yochid mekabel Shabbos before ben hashmoshes. That's what negea to. Before, there are exceptions both ways. I mean, saying the college can only do b'makom mitzvah. There are those who say even b'makom mitzvah will not have the heter l'chumro, and the exception is the other way. You do not even need a mukkah mitzvah, you still can be mekel. Exception in both ways over here. Where they're coming from, first take the coolers over here. We're saying over here, where's the makar for a person who can be mekel, only the mukkah mitzvah, is the Mishnah. Shabbos Avramadal, the Mishnah over there says, you cannot be terrible kli ben eshmoshes. Why? Because the case over here, it's not for mukkah mitzvah. But yet, look at the ratio of the Mishnah. The ratio of the Mishnah says, the person wants to do demai, or ibn meiser, one do atmana, that's not Moshe of Hevel. Ulgab Erev Chatzeris, a person can't go do that. Now, if the safe of the mission is not B'mokim Mitzvah, speak to the Achon in the grass, Baruch Shabbos, in the footnote, gets involved with this, he points out, L'chobim Mekel, even not B'mokim Mitzvah. Why adapt in these cases? I know for Shabbos why that's so. But come out, B'chezmen Shabbai, that even the case is not B'mokim Mitzvah, you want to Ibn Meiser for Sunday, one do atmana of Erev Chatzeris, well, it comes out from the mission, you can't do it, even not a mock mitzvah. What? If it's not Shabbos, you can do it anyway, even without the call of the mission. Mission is even not a mock mitzvah. Right? What is the case in the Mishnah? Mark Mishnah is saying the case in the mission, the safe is not a mock mitzvah. That we don't, and mock mitzvah get a case of oinik, Tzarek Shabbos. We already said that's part of Nichol. That means even not with Tzarek Shabbos, it's all that. Another example, just to make it practical, is the sugya in Reis Nun Beis and Sefei. They get the sugya of Hashmos Kol. Afshem Milsoi. A person cannot hear things on Shabbos, makes a lot of noise, but people think you made it happen on Shabbos. Now, look up the sugya, the Mechavel the Maiseh is Mekol. What depends how you learn the Gemara. The sugya and Daf, you test on Shabbos. You have more the Maiseh is Mekol, less than Mokum Hefzit. What happens in a lot of people's houses, they put on the dryer, at the right before Shabbos, and the dryer goes into Ben Hashmoshes. Now, if the dryer is quiet, fine, most dryers spins, makes sound, makes noise, afshim also. The shaila is, what's the heter? Ben Hashmoshes. You might think that your person put on the dryer, Ben Hashmoshes, what's the heter? Come on, Kalim Salochas, Nishma Shabbos, Etaino. This is better than the case of Mokim Mitzvah. You don't have to come onto Kolim, because once the Machloikis over here, Mechab and Maiseh is Mekel. The Ramah said Mokum Hefzid. We already pointed out that Klal in the Ramah, make a Mokum Hefzid means Me'ikah Dinis Motor, Shemdos Bichosh L'chumro. That Torah's Chatz is in that Dobo. So Afshem Milso, those who want Taino, can Mekel finish Moshes without the Klal Mokum Mitzvah. That's where the meaning of the Moin Hanoshim is Mekel on dryers that goes in the Benish Moshes. Who's Benish Moshes? Yishlodim, who's exactly over here. Why is that where the Klal comes from? Then they can involve the other Hetayim, they can involve maybe Uv Nechol has this Heter, maybe a case of Shvosh Shvosh will have this Heter. Other cases, maybe the Rabbans will be more kal than even in a case over here that not a mukkah mitzvah person can be mekel. Tzad Hasheni Fakert. We're saying that the heter shvus ben hashmoshes for mukkah mitzvah. The certain cases starts with mishmoshes of kon alf will not have this heter. Why? His words are it's kar v'chiyav chatas. His first example, he sends you to the halacha in the simon. I think it's simon tough test. The guy when a person has the ear on something that's growing, it's starting getting hard over here. You want to take the eruv off, you end up breaking off the branch. Kreitzer. Break off the branch. Call the chiv derais over here. Therefore, you will not have the heter again. It's mokum mitzvah. Another example, says the Mishnah Berurah, a case of pachas midal amis. That means the lochem tzim and shimim test is the person can work one time less than dal amis, but a bunch of times it's a drop on them. You want to do that ben eshmoshes, says the chavetz chaim, it's kor v'chiv chattis. Therefore, my real people go and they say you will not have the heter of pachas pachas midal amis by the case of ben hashmoshes even for mokum mitzvah. Another example: one time you do, a bunch of times is usher. Do a bunch of times ben hashmoshes, the mice is usher. I can't miss ben hashmoshes even mokum mitzvah. You won't have the heter. No, you can't do pachas pachas a bunch of times. No, you can't do it twice. You can't do it three times. Only one time.
One time you do
pachas midal amis, but not
in your place.
You do it one time in this place. Let's say you pick it up, put it down, and then you pick it up and put it down. Can't do that, no.
Switch off. You can't swear. You can't do right. You can't do that.
Somebody else.
I don't remember. And all the examples of the grass, ze oikim v'dem maniach. Benesh moshes, kravlechiev chattas. Very important enough, can be known v'shmuas, by us, being down from Prima Godin, that a lot of times people, when they have a loch of the rice, and they think we'll have a heter of just doing it, make it into the rabbonim. So Mishmuas' example is, doing a loch of she'in tzrich l'gufay. She said, the ma'aseh, two reasons why he machmas. Number one, maybe call the rabbis together with the rice, though. But the Beki says, it's kravlechiev chattas. Well, can be ikin the loch is derai, so you make him loch ain't shrich lagufay. Now the Maisi did not say a second case, but Numas Achonim bring down a second case, shinoi. That means the moment Am thinks somehow he can do a shinoi, ben a shmoshes ben a din derai so with a shinoi, make a dabon, make a mokar mitzvah. The grass says before you have no heter, brought down by comes a lochus nishma shabbos piskeshuvas others, and I've not found that one save there was mekel. I know the moment Am thinks so. Why they know the cloud? First, Benesh washes, Makamit is the motor. Again, Apina, the Cheshman, the Mishnah Bura, Krov the Chiv Chatz by Mlocha Shein Tzvi Lugufay, the Shvam equate the two Shinoi with Mlocha Shein Tzvi Lugufay, Chiv will not have the Heter, even the Makam Mitzvah, when it's a Mlocha derives doing a case of a Shinoi over here. Another case, they just call us, what about being Metal to Muxa, Benesh washes, we have a Heter, but Makam Mitzvah. A lot of people want to clean up their house. So, really, there are two things over here. There's muksa klisha makta l'isser, and there's a muksa machmas gufay. So, if the klisha makta l'isser, you have a hammer on the table, we read this course, it's simish l'chas sefi gimel, cleaning off a hammer from the table, is that considered tzar gufay mekayma or mecham l'tzel? That was one machloikis, simple bottom one, machloikis a shakal, what is that? But even on the tzad, it's mecham l'tzel, you won't have the center. Come on, comes a lochas, and he wants a taino. That's nichol to get a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. And therefore, Benesh Moshes, you want to take care of the muksa, whether it's muksa machmas gufoy, or klish machmas l'isser, do a case of a goy, we'll have this hatter. Isn't nichol to get a mokka mitzvah? And you can't take care of a mokka mitzvah, clean up your house, it might be mutter on Shabbos. Again, with its parameters, of what is nichol to get a mitzvah? Now just, we have this hatter of mitzvah. What? No, again, these are lochas. By telling Goy, Shvash was Bakar Mitzvah. But he also be making some of the same. Even knows after Yom Kippur Shabbos, also this self movement, Yom Kippur Shabbos, a Yochid, for this man, go move yourself. Now, we have a heter mitzvah, just the Gedish boy, Mishmur also seems to extend it. Mitzvah is simply doing a mitzvah, shayfer, lulav. Not only that, Mishmur, he says, Oini Gisera, also nechal agedim of mitzvah. But they point out, there seems to be a Mishmur and some Reis Samch Alf, some say, Oini Gisera is not nechal agedim of mitzvah. The Rosh Hashanah says, the Chuy Rish Chayzer, over here, Shimon Beis, and the place can bring down local Maisel. The person can be make one, Oini Gisera is the category of mitzvah, the Geret HaSugyo.
It's very hard to explain what Oini Gisera is.
I think you say it. But only the person can say, Halok is Neish, or Shabbos, Nechal get a mitzvah. Can they clean up the house? Shmuel said, Nechal get a mitzvah. Orchim Avada, that's Shalom Gil, Nechal get a mitzvah. They get your food, they get your Sugan mitzvah, Lecha Mishnah, Yang Vikidish. Tfilis Kalim, if you don't have any other Kalim, case of Mishnah, if you have other Kalim, all Nechal get a mitzvah. Take a practical case, what Ilmach is discussing over here, is that some of the reason people travel to places on the Erev Shabbos, and they get stuck, unfortunately. And they're in a car. And the question is, it's getting later and later, and you're on the bridge, and you're watching the sunset. Erev Shabbos. What do you go do? What do you go do? So, Bobby's answer is very simple. Don't get stuck. But for some odd reason, people do get stuck. So, first, there are two different situations over here. Sometimes, it's a Yiddish driver. Sometimes it's a goyish driver. Let's say you're driving yourself. And your mamash, you see the sunset. Come on, Nishma Shabbos says, you have a head to bring the shmoshes. He discusses cars, standard yeshiva shikar. That's an ish. Let's about ish b'chol mishu seichem. Let's put to the side the more fancier people. Those people will not get stuck by the shmoshes, hopefully. They'll have only electric cars. Let's say the standard car is an ish derais over here. He says, what do you go do? Mamash writes, what are you doing? You're on a bridge. Mamash writes, skates. You're on a bridge. What do you go do? He says, you watch the sunset, you pull the car over, You stop. You get out, you start walking. Says, I lemaisa, the honking and the screaming at you, and the calm might disappear after Shabbos. He says, in Chachma, Vein Eitzav, Vein Tuna, Neged Hashem. Better be Sheitel Kol Yomov, the get to Mechal Shabbos. Rosh Achmos, Nekad Shbaruch Hu. He says, if it's a place that's dangerous, you head to Mekoch Nefesh. Fine, then you drive until it stops the get of danger. Otherwise, you lose it. Sometimes, what you lose, you end up winning at the end of the day. Maisel, after Eitzav, what's the Eitzav? What's the after? What? No, he stopped. You can't drive yourself. No, so it depends on where you are. You want to get the going to go drive it for you. So you're doing a shosh 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 shosh. What? You're on a bridge. Wait, it's like a stop and go. There's no going around the stop to go.
Behind you.
What is it? Then what? Tell him, yeah, you tell the guy what, go drive the car and take it. I'll just take it, right?
Call the guy an hour earlier.
No, all right, again, but that's the stage way the idea again. You're getting involved. Now, the case is getting a guy. Next slap. Now, let's say you drive in the car with the guy, or you get a guy to drive your car. Right? That's next slap there. When they get to people, try to think, anyways, around, there is no way around if you go drive a car, no matter where you are, once the sun sets, no matter who you are, Hasidus or not, there's no. Where Machmah Vadaizis. Skill is not Kedai. Now, let's say you get a go drive, or you're in a car with a guy over here. I have a cover that he was once by his own shame of Brachas. He was flying from one place to another, a snowstorm, so they had to land earlier. And he was driving and driving. A taxi was taking him to one place to another. And he called different upon him, what do I do to get to my own shame of Brachas? And they gave him how much time he has. Maisa, what do you go do over here? At the end of the day, they called Rav Apiansky in Silver Spring and says, you might have a chosin kala stuck by you 100 miles away from the old chair office. They drove until the amount of time the road told them they can, and they end up being having the chair office, they get their own chair office. I said, what's the man, how much time do you have? Come over to this Meshabbos and get involved with another question over here. We're saying, give a head to a shuas ben shmoshes. What's a lachal when you have two shuasim? Can we matter two drabbonons ben shmoshes? Because I'll matter one shuas. We matter two shuasim. So come on, the Rav Mishnayis. You want to title, why is it Blozer and Maisa being Machmo over here when you have an Eruv inside the situation of a Migdal? So he says, because look at the Gemara, like Mark explains the case over here, you have to metal to Lasakin and Blozer's Shito, and you also have to break the Chavolim, doing two Shvosim. Two Shvosim will not matter Benesh Moshes. Two Shvosim. Rav Mishnayis.
Two Isurim
over here. Brought down by the Shuas Yaakov, the Karen Oyo, Eglital Paskis, you have no head of doing two Yisrael, both to Abolans, Benesh Moshes. Sada Shedin, the Shein Alochus, brings down the Chaznish, and Beth Mechluk is a Torah, Reverend Pershul. Maisi says, yes, his rise, he wants to disagree in Taino. No, Avada can even do two Shvos, and what's Chazal Mekel on Shvos? Who cares? One is a two Yisrael. Shmir Shabbos Maisi wants to be Mekel, Avada wants to be Mekel. Asad Shlishi from Kiveger on the Mishnayis and Tereshel Mishnayis, the one of Mechalik, there are two different cases over here. The case where you're taking the Erev off the Elon, and then when it gets off the Elon, you're taking it from a Karmelist to your own Rishos. How in the world, according to you're doing a case over here, two Drabonans? So according to Lezer, why is that case Mutter, Mashenke, the case of the Elon instead of Migdal is Asar? So one of Mechalik, whether the Shos are being done Zecha Zeh or Bevasachas. In case inside the Migdal being done with us achas, there won't be a heter. Zecha zeh, take it off the Elon, then bring it to the Karmelis, from the Karmelis, zecha zeh, he took away one shus, then lay on, he took away another shus. There won't be a heter.
That's what must
help. The sakin is when you take it.
No, you're taking it, and then you're cutting it with the sakin.
Once you're holding it in your hand, you're okay.
That's how it says over. That says over, it could be a certain kiss over there. It depends how you make the little chunk of a little bit of sheet here, I'm not sure. That's my his tarots. It comes out, they get into a car. So come over to the Nishma Shabbos. What exactly is the Isser of a Yid being in a car that goes driving over here? So, number one, you have the Isser of a mirror. Very simple. But also, a mirror of what? So, numbers that Chodim get involved with, they're being Ribay Shi'urim of the extra gas that you're seeing inside a car. So, in essence, you want to tie the case of a Gromo of a Mirror Nochi, a case of two Drabbans over here. So, it gets involved with. Even a guy to go drive for you, once you hit Shkio, maybe you have a baya, the Chazal would not matter two shvosim over here. It's two shvosim over here.
No,
two is Syria. Two is Syria. Two is Syria. Even two Averis.
Two different Averis.
Two separate Averis.
So he has two Averis?
He's saying
it. How did he go to this Rabban? It's also two shvosim.
No, there is a Shvus is a cool over here. He's doing two separate Yisurim over here. He did it in Amiro.
I'm telling you, you're a
giant. And he's doing an active. You've been going to Shvus Alara. Two separate Yisurim. Two separate Yisurim over here. Maisa Shmashabe says, you're stuck. Yishim Elishmach, Maisa, you have the Chaznish, you have the Rebbe of Herschel, and you have Maisa Shmashabe, Maisa of Yimekel. B'shas Chak, you'll have a heter to whatever this man, even though both at the same time, want to argue again, not like Tver Sol, not like Pivagar. And therefore, I ask my Chavo, what's the man name we were given? And you call up a Rav, and it really depends what your Benesh Moshe says. He was told you have an Iker 30 minutes, you could drive after Benesh Moshe, 30, 40 minutes he was told, and then that's it. Some will tell you, you have until 72 minutes, depends again what you said in the beginning, what his man of Benesh Moshe says. Some will tell you, you have 13 and a half minutes. What's man? What? I don't know how to call it again. That's another sugya. Don't know. But it comes out to how long you have in a car. And I know every year or two there's always a story by these snowing people driving to Lakewood, going with the shadows over here, and the bus is driving. A couple of years ago, right, the bus is driving to Lakewood. The bus. Now there was a big trouble. They even went after. They went much later. They after the time they came. Whatever. That was the time against them. So the Maisa you have, for you have a right until you have it's not right of Benesh Moshes. Again, you have to know what happens on the bus. You have certain people who passkin going them, certain people who passkin Tom, who's Benesh Moshes you have a right to go follow with. You could say a bus is a drop better. If you want time that you sling in the bus, not adding any Avara, any gas to it, so maybe you have
to the
depends who's in the car over here.
Yeah, you have to shake it.
It depends if the guy says, you know, you guys go back, I'll try to take my bus back. Depends what the guy is doing over here. Depends what you're telling him also. No, but he's driving. If you all got off right now, he would just drive right back. He's finished. He doesn't need to drive anymore. Depends what happens. But myself, that's how it's secure. The get to the Chabura tomorrow again. Tomorrow, the Iz Yeshiva, again, before Shmaril, that way, Bortam Mokavam, Mishnebrua, of the Ismaril, this Yeshiva, and Benjamin, and the Seder will be the Chabur and the Get, what happens when Purim comes out on Moshe Shabbos, to get those live out of Yerushalayim, even though those mice live in Yerushalayim, Numus Halach in the Get till the Shabbos. Sunday, there is Yeshiva for those who live in Yerushalayim. Tuesday, there is Yeshiva, and the worst comes to worst, you can put your head down during Seder, and you might actually learn a little bit over here. And again, Wednesday, we're back to the Sugya of Melech Dereach. And that's Lachar Abel.
Shkoyach!